turned out to be much more interactive than anybody knows. When we made up this thing, we just killed some girl on my kitchen floor and photographed it and put it up on the web without really thinking through all the details of the crime, the who, the what, the why. And so what happened is people wrote in letters and suggesting, you know, here's what I think could have happened, or here's why I think this looks like this. And what they really did is they answered questions that I really hadn't answered myself yet. So people formed this story by giving me leads, by offering information, by posing questions, and I really would read their letters and go, you know, that could be. And so we would get together the next weekend and shoot some, say, surveillance footage of buying the condoms based on someone's little idea. And so really, it worked more like a crime scene really does work. We set up the information and people helped us move in the right direction. That really wasn't the idea. The idea was that we would know, you know, who did it, why they did it, where they are, where they're going, and now we do. Like I say, initially it was just something we did for fun, and after it got such a huge response, I had to call the photographer into town. He lives in Nashville, and we spent quite a while sort of sketching out the rest of the story,